T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, good Friday. It is Dom time. A lot of good stuff on TV. Neil Zorin will be here at his usual slot around 10:45 to break that down. Charlie Brown will be on TV. We'll give you all the details. But first, Dan and I were just real, as a lot of people were, as the news starts to come to them, that Bishop McDevitt, which is a recent vintage out there in Glenside, that's where Luke went to school, and he had at least three or four all-time memorable teachers there, and just a great academic atmosphere. And then, of course, Hallahan, say it ain't so. I mean, just one of the mainstays of this area over the years. Both, sadly, will be closing at the end of this school year. Joining us to talk about this and some of the underlying factors are Irene Hannon, CEO of Faith in the Future, and Sister Maureen, who is the McDermott Superintendent of Secondary Schools. Technology. Let's go to Irene and Sister Maureen here on Talk Radio 1210. Irene, welcome, and Sister, welcome to the show. Thank you both for joining us.
We're happy to be here, Dom. Thank you for having us.
Well, let me start with, go ahead. Sister, let me start with you. What's the underlying reason? I saw some of the numbers. I think it was 38% to 40% roughly of capacity. That's what the student population had dwindled to. Let's start with Hallahan, since that's the one that's probably more prominent in the minds of people. Why had it dwindled? What are the reasons?
Thank you for the question. I think it's important to note that not only were we looking at and studying in depth the number of students who are currently students at John W. Hallahan High School, but the number of students who would be coming in the next years. And so there's been a change in that, and a dramatic through the years, so that John W. Hallahan is really only at 35% capacity of their building, with numbers in the elementary schools continuing to decrease. So the outlook of that, the population, or the student population, would continue to decrease, and we're very worried about that. But not only that, what we could offer the students with small numbers in terms of co-curricular, extracurricular course offerings, and so on. And we're very interested in the best possible educational program for the students, along with the love of
right.
their tradition.
Sure. Well, let me ask you, Sister, is it the bottom line, is there not as many Catholics now in Philadelphia proper, and you're talking about the feeder schools for Hallahan? But I thought, the boundaries went pretty far. The reason I asked that, I think Kim Delaney is probably the most famous alum of recent vintage, and I think she lived in Roxborough. So is it just in Philadelphia we're seeing a declining Catholic population?
I really couldn't answer fully for the larger Catholic population. The work we did was really circled around school-aged children, students currently. And your question about what school students can select, From 1992 on to today, students in the Archdiocese have been able to, they weren't designated for a particular high school, but they had the freedom to choose their high school. So, you know, Hallahan has been a destination, but so have so many others, you know, so with so that the number of students at John W. Hallahan at this time is around 360 girls.
Wow. When I was at St. John Newman, let's see, the senior class may have been 1,000, the senior class. And, of course, Dougherty, the senior class was 500,000 at one point, you know, and that closed down. Yeah. Irene, let me ask you, now, usually we hear people get upset and they say, all right, we're closing down schools in the city, Catholics do, but the suburbs are moving, thriving. Well, Glenside's just over the line. So Bishop McDevitt, what's the story there? Because my son went there, and I thought, and I'm pretty tough on these things, he had a teacher, Mr. Horn, people like that. These were, like, spectacular teachers. One had her doctorate. So the academic atmosphere there was very, very elevated. What's going on with McDevitt?
Yeah, thanks, Dom, and thank you for your support of McDevitt, and I'm very pleased your son had such a good experience. A number of things kind of collide when we do our deep analysis and we look at, as Sister Maureen alluded, we look not only at current enrollment, historic enrollment, but we really look at models that will help us forecast what's going on. And McDevitt and Hallahan both are the two smallest schools we have in our system of secondary education. And we expect those trends to continue. Some of it is simply the number of high school age students. Some of it has to do with the shrinkage we see in our parochial elementary schools that have traditionally been our feeders. And other is competition. And you talked about the city and the suburbs. Clearly, we've had impact in the city from the charter schools and the growth in the charter school movement, offering a free and hard to compete with free when we're
Now we're getting to it. So school choice is a component as far as funding. People, a lot of Catholics are going to the charter school because it's disciplined, but they would go to the Catholic school if there were more appreciable funding involved.
Correct. And you alluded to the suburbs, you know, kind of rocking and rolling. The issue we have with our suburban schools is the public systems in the surrounding counties have really upped their game. They are head-on competition for us when it comes to a superior academic offering. So these factors, some of which we can control, some of them they're beyond our control, absolutely play in this. And one thing I think might be important for your listeners to know as well, Dom, you don't have to be Catholic to go to our schools. We are a Catholic school system, but we have a very high percentage of non-Catholic students who, for various reasons, their parents believe that this is the correct choice. Our schools are safe. Our schools are very welcoming, very inclusive. We present the high academic quality. So for many reasons, we are an excellent choice, regardless of religion.
Oh, without a doubt. And we know even when the virtual thing started up that you guys, we talked about and drilled down on it with various people, were able to continue on where sadly, you know, because you have a mission and you have people there that want to be accountable. Sometimes, like Philadelphia Public Schools, they just didn't have the ability to do that. So it's all there. It's just saddening. And even though Luke, sister, went to a great school in McDevitt, Hallahan, it's just, I just can't believe a Philadelphia without Hallahan. You know what I mean? It's where it's located. I guess it's the girls in the pool at the end of the year. And just, it's historic to see that so decline. But it is a changing Philadelphia, and these are the competitive forces that are out there. And again, I think school choice would relieve quite a bit of this. Sister, what school is on the uptick or schools, say in the suburbs? Are there any where it is thriving, even given all this competition?
Well, we work very hard with our school leaders to and the admissions process and the enrollment process to work on the opportunities to reach out to school-age students, you know, in the 7th and 8th grade to consider our schools, to come to open houses, and currently even to come to virtual open houses so as to make availability. We also work, and the schools do very much on that EITC, OSTC tax credit so that the tuition is not too much of a burden.
So that, what's the current tuition? Well, sister, what's the current tuition in the average, you know, all things being equal, high school in the archdiocesan system? How much is it per year, a high school?
Ballpark, about between $85 and $9,500.
Okay.
So that's heavy. You know, so that EITC, OSTC dollars, those become critical to assist students to make, to have the opportunity for school choice.
Yeah, well, absolutely. I mean, that's where it is. If people see during this crisis, and I believe in that, and I think I have expertise, Irene, that without missing a beat pretty much, when the lockdown happened, the Catholic schools, technology and virtual and discipline were able to keep things going at a very high academic level, where many public schools we know just could not do that. So,
Yeah, and Tom, you're absolutely correct. And I want to say it's not by chance that that happened.
Right.
It is through a great investment, future looking, and a commitment to technology and professional development of our teachers that we were able within 48 hours on March 16th, throw that switch and provide real learning in real time to our students. We spent the summer analyzing that. We spent the summer planning for September. We chose the hybrid model as the most effective tool for education while minimizing the impact and the exposure to COVID. We have not changed that plan. We didn't flip. We didn't flop. We adopted the hybrid plan. It's working for our students. We hope we get the opportunity throughout the five-county area to keep that as an option and keep it more robust even going forward.
Well, absolutely. Well, we'll see you in Montgomery County. We're in there pitching to make sure that can continue to happen. Irene, thank you. And sister, thank you very much. Thanks for the work that you do. And let's hope that this is the, you know, this thing evens out and we move forward. Don't want to see any of these great schools closing. They're emotional to me, as I said, with my son in McDevitt and Hallahan. It's just not the same. It's difficult. Thank you. Thank you very much for coming on today.
You're very
welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.